Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Because we're going to chat to one of our old friends on the show, because the last time she was in, she was talking to us about on Kyloch and the spirit world. And as a good Gael Gore, she was very complimentary about her attempts here to use more of the chong on the show. Sounds like here in Cuddy is a couple of his bit of Gaelic anyway. And we thought we'd bring her back with some more words. So you're the moon short, my daughter, Dearne Glachán. Welcome.
Well, Oliver, do you know what? I can't get over the praise. That's fantastic. It's very, very early over here in New York City and you're after making my morning.
Live in New York City. Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, it's 7:30 here in the morning. Now, there's not many men who'd coax me out of the bed this early, but I said I'd make an exception for you.
So we were chatting about three shocked to know in about the show's going with the Kyloch, because it's you and a fiddle and lovely stories on stage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? And I made a point of saying it to you. I listen to you every morning, Oliver, and I'm so impressed with the effort that you always make to introduce the Gaeilge into your programme. And we had a little bit of a chat and we said, listen, we'll make a running thing of it. So I'm very excited to be featured now in the new show format, and hopefully we get a couple of focal in now over the next couple of weeks.
Public service at its finest, says you. And actually, we're going to talk
there
about feelings, aren't we? Or Muhu Khan, is that correct? Muhu Khan?
Absolutely. Well, I know you have a lot of feelings, Oliver, so I thought I'd give you a hand to let you know how to express them all.
Yeah. Well, Tá Brúarum is very relevant, I think, for most people here today.
But the Skidlert, which I thought was a fantastic... This is actually a little co-harluent, as we say in Gaeling. It was a bit of a serendipitous one that I found in the dictionary. We were trying to talk about emotions and how to express yourself. And, of course, there's great excitement with the new Skiddle, which is a schedule.
Yeah.
But that also means
better.
That Skiddlert, you have great excitement on you. So isn't that a good one now for the week that's in it for RTÉ?
And Skiddlert. The excitement.
Yes, Tosh Skiddlert, yeah.
Because my Tá Brúarum is the pressure's on us.
Oh, but you're, I don't believe you for a minute. You're well able for it.
Nearly
in Brúarta.
And Sketchamini is also, is that excitement?
That's it, yeah. I think we were kind of taken with the whole notion, weren't we, of, you know, I suppose in the Irish language, that emotions are quite fleeting. You know, they come on you and then they go again and we process them. And about that. So there's loads of things. Tosh Skeetamini or Tá Brúarta. Do you know, something's tightening in on you. You might be a bit anxious. If you're a bit like me, you might get a bit nervous, you know, before a big show. You had some big names on the show today, like Declan Hannan and Margaret Atwood. So, I don't know, Rosh Hashanah Tannaert.
I know. You know Declan Hannan very well, don't you?
Oh, sure, of course I do. Listen, between myself and himself now, poor Louise Canton over in Today FM will have the ears burning off her. But he's a bit of a how to gailer himself, fair play to him.
Nobody listened to poor Louise after the pair of ye today. It's unbelievable.
I know, we're giving her off. But look, she didn't do too badly in the JNL Lures there last week.
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about how successful the rivals are. Come here, I like this idea that the Irish language on Chonga, the feelings are on, because we're saying, you know, I'm under pressure, I feel this, I feel that, but
exactly.
It's on us, because it's, as you say, it's fleeting.
Totally. And you know what? Another thing that really resonates with me sometimes is, I can be quite emotional sometimes. I get carried away with myself when, you know, big things happen in life. And that's another thing. I think when emotions come on us, the Irish language is great for describing the physical thing that happens to you. So, you know, you could have an ardu cree. You know, you'd often give me an ardu cree now in the morning when I'm listening to you, which is, you know, literally you would take up my heart. You know, you kind of put me in good humour.
So it's like up on the...
Ardukhtri.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay,
yeah, that's good. Or Ulukhtri. Sometimes, you know, if you'd hear a good story, that would kind of be kind of like a balm on you. You know, it's an Ulukhtri. That's, geez, that was...
it really
affected me. And it was something, you know, it nourished me, that story, to hear that story.
All very connected to the body, to biology.
Exactly. Or lone anima. Sometimes a lone anima is like a lunch for the soul. Isn't that a lovely way of saying it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, there you go now. So that'll be another thing. I don't know, could we say a lunch for the soul or a breakfast for the soul now, listening to you?
Breakfast, yeah. Well, I suppose a coffee break, wouldn't it? It would be the cup on tea, probably at the front.
Absolutely. We could coin something else out of that. I'd say there's another shanuckle to be made out of that, maybe.
Do hangovers happen on you as well, or do you...
They do. That's a good one now. That's a handy one for me now over in New York, I'll tell you, with the old free pours here now. That's a hangover. Or another really good one is a knachanol. That's kind of like you have the old head of someone who's been drinking.
Really?
Isn't that good?
Amazing.
Now?
Yeah. That's amazing.
Like kind of an old cranky head in you. Yeah.
Okay. But a tapoch orum is a good one.
Exactly. And that's a good one because, you know, and if you have any kind of a sickness like a Slidon or Maha, you know, Maha Dubrot or something, it'll pass. So it's a good kind of philosophy for life, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. But I love the drama of the one where despair, obviously, is very well covered in the Irish language over the centuries.
Listen, absolutely. We love that, don't we? We love to talk about that.
You can correct me here
now. Is that the one you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, Tom. I was going to say, Tom, in Lan Ugnish Agus Brón.
Oh, Shingama. Tama an impressed that. An the filleter or modern. Yeah. You're in the valley. You're in the valley of loneliness and sadness.
I mean, talk about Bon Rian. Do you know, like that?
Absolutely. Are you calling me the Bon Rian?
No, I'm talking about the language itself is just makes us into Bon Rian. Queens, absolute drama queens. Tom in Lan Ugnish Agus Brón. I'm in the valley of loneliness and sorrow.
Well, maybe I could probably blame it on that, maybe on my dramatics. I could say it has something to do with the Irish language. You know, it's kind of hard to put things into perspective. But yeah, it's fantastic. And I'm very excited that you're on this journey now as well. I'll be expecting all of these very dramatic turns of phrases now over the next week.
I will. Ardu Cree, I've learned that one now. And sure, look, Tothorsha Urim at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some listeners already went to the Kailak last week in the Pier Centre. That was in Dublin. It was sold out, weren't you, around Halloween?
And yeah, it was fantastic. We had a sold out run of the tour and then it was brilliant all over the country and back to Dublin again. I had a couple of nights in Dublin before I got on a flight back to America, and please God now I'll be home the next 2 weeks again. So maybe the next time I meet you I'll be in studio.
We'll be able to do it in studio. We learn more things in person. Great. Catherine, by the way, was there saying you were Har Kyun.
Oh, nach dasin. What's
Har Kyun, if you give us the translation?
Well, Harkian Harkian would be kind of like, you know, overheads. Do you know what I mean? Like, so she's giving me a great compliment there now for a patron.
You're above yourself.
But that's absolutely a compliment. Yeah, I'd hate to praise myself now on national radio, but look, it's Catherine who did it, not me. But Harkian, yeah, would be kind of, you know, cut above the rest. It's a lovely not kind to.
Ah, that's very nice. Gurumila Magad, once again, we're going to take a suspiog here, Dearan, and we're back with a brilliant boxing store, and that's Dearan Iglachan.